Marcy was complaining. I never get a cut. And Ross said, well, you never have anything to cut, just egg. An egg doesn't get a cut.
Yeah.
It does?
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mark. Ross has started calling a knife a cut, because Marky does.
Please.
What's the real name of that? What's the real name? What? What's the real name? Small twerp. Ross asked Mary, who made everything? Is that all? Yeah.
And I said, God?
Yeah.
I said.
Mm-hmm.
And Ross said, no, I said, what do you think? He said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I said, so I said, God?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
It sounds fun. God's biggest. I said, well, God was me and the devil's me. And Ross said, God will put you in jail if you say that again.
How come he'll do that?
I thought he was a nice guy.
He is. And
he puts, yeah.
And he makes some bad words. He puts them in jail.
And is that for their own good?
Yeah.
Marky thinks it's funny. Okay, wait. Ross said that Mommy brought some toys for him because she had the cost of it. In other words, she had enough money to buy it. She said she had the cost of it. Marky said there are two Shaggy Tauntauns, the Rossy one and the Marky one. I said, no, that's the Daddy one, because we've been playing that it was the Daddy a little earlier.
Rossy said.
Well, I said, no, that's the Daddy one.
And then Rossy said, not Marky said.
Oh, okay, Rossy said. Anyway. And then he said, what did he say, Mary? You messed me up now. I can't remember. He said, no, he's bigger than him.
Him.
Uh-huh.
Him
you say, no, he is bigger than him.
He is bigger than him.
Or he is bigger than he is. I'm sorry. He is bigger than he is.
He is bigger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be him.
Mm-hmm.
I could be the bigger
one. Mm-hmm. So, to prove his point that Ross, in order to prove his point that he was the big Tauntaun, showed that the big Tauntaun was bigger than little Tauntaun, and that he, Ross, was bigger than little Tauntaun. So the big Tauntaun had a quality that he had. And therefore, he could be the big Tauntaun.
Hey, Marky!
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not really... It's a poor case of syllogistic reasoning, but it's good everyday reasoning, which if I share qualities with something, then I might be like that thing. How about Han? Can he be a big Tauntaun?
Nah.
Or not?
Because he's the guy that
likes
me.
Mm-hmm. Me being the Tauntaun. I told Ross that Marty hurt the roof when he spilled water all over out of the tub. What of course has happened is that the water had leaked down from one from the top floor to the ceiling on the first floor. And Ross said, will Santa Claus come again? Now what's the question, Ross?
Will Santa Claus come and get down there for an old rift?
Yeah. How does Santa Claus come down?
He comes down with a pyramid.
With what?
With a pyramid.
Yeah, but does he come down through the roof?
Uh-huh.
No. Where does he really come?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same? Is the chimney the same as the roof?
Uh-uh.
Do you know what the difference is?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, the chimney's got a hole in it. Right? What's wrong with that?
He sticks me down on my arm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now Ross, tell us the whole story. Mommy said that. Now let me tell you. First, Mommy said that we shouldn't take the Wampa into the bath with Mark because she's afraid that the strings might get wrong. And Daddy said, but Mark, he really likes to take things in the bath. That's his favorite, his biggest pleasure. And then Ross said, but Daddy,
if the strings get wrong, he will able to snap anymore.
Mm-hmm. But Mommy didn't say raw. She said if the strings get rotten.
No, if they rot. They
if they rot. If they rot. I see. If they rot. Now, that's different than getting raw. Okay? If the strings rot. Do you understand what it means to rot? You don't know? It means that first they start out and they're real strong, and when they rot, they start to get weak and they crumble.
So that's why Mommy doesn't want them to get in.
Who, Marky, to get in?
Wampa.
Oh, the Wampa. Doesn't want it to get in. The Wampa's an animal.
Well, he can't get in.
Who, Marky or the animal?
Wampa.
Oh, Wampa. Daddy, why don't you listen? Rossi's going, shaking his head, why Daddy can't listen. You think Daddy has a hard time listening? What is wrong with your dad? What is his basic problem?
He doesn't understand.
Even when you speak really well and have clear words, right?
What?
Maybe Daddy doesn't hear very well. Maybe his ears aren't good.
Because he has that thing in his
that phone? Too much glass?
So you can say thank you.
Oh, I see. Ross said, do you want one of the trolley ones? I mean, it's one of the trolley cakes. And I said, mm-hmm, thanks. And Ross said, I know you can say better than that. In other words, that I should say thank you, right? Thank you, Ross, honey. Is that
welcome,
better?
Dad.
That was nice and good.
You see the two. Push
control yourself. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right. I asked, Ross had 6 cookies, and I said, if I give you 2 more, how many do you think you'll have? And he said, 8. And I said, and I gave it to him, and I said, now if I give you 2 more, how many do you think you'll have? And he said, 10. Very good. Now, Ross, if I take away 4 cookies, how many do you think you're going to have? If I take away 4, how many are you going to have? 4 out of 10. You've got 10, right?
1, 2, 3,
no, count the whole,
4.
Count the whole bunch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
No, you counted one of them twice. Start again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right. Okay, now,
I was trying to get Ross to give a Wampa, W-O-M-P-A, to Mark, and I said, give it to him, he really needs it, he's going to cry, and Ross said, I still won't give it to him, no matter what you say. I told Ross that he should have the Tauntaun, because Mommy bought him that one. He said, no, Mommy bought me that one, and she pointed to the Wampa. Yes, she did. Go ask Mom. In other words, I can have the Wampa because Mommy bought the Wampa for me. But that's not true, Ross. I know that Mommy bought you the Tauntaun and the Wampa for Mark.
Well, go ask Mom, Daddy. Then she'll tell you the truth.
How come you're yelling so much?
Well, I bought both toys
for both boys.
But the way I gave the toys to them, I gave Wampa to Ross.
And the Tauntaun to Mark.
Tauntaun to Mark.
Oh, you're right, Ross. You told me the truth. Yeah. Very good.
This is Wampa.
You want Tauntaun?
I want Wampa.
You want to play Wampa for Wampa? You don't want Tauntaun?
That was Marky.
I thought Marky was getting his strings all wet.
Yeah, the Wampa's string. He was, in other words, we're afraid that Marky might get
but
the Wampa's
the
string.
No, he's not taking a bath right now. Only when he takes a bath that we've got to be careful of our toys.
Right.
That's the only time.
That's the only one that might get not going.
Rather than going.
What about the Tauntaun? Can we put the Tauntaun in the water?
He didn't go in either. You know, he's got a large cavity, and he just gets full of water.
He'll get full of water, and he'll get...
And those little things
and he'll do too much pee-pee.
Because they're not pivot.
He'll get too much water, and he'll go pee-pee.
He's got a spring in him.
Yeah, he might go pee-pee.
No,
he might
spring.
Go half. Pee-pee.
I don't. I said in Star Wars the Wampa, and Ross said no in Empire Strikes Back. Correcting me for the movie. He goes like that and he
hit me.
That's what he did, is he hit the Tauntaun over and Luke was on it and Luke went crawling, and then
he picked him up like this.
And then he picked him up with his big hands and carried him away. And then who saved him?
I don't know.
What
did
you get over? Probably. I saved
him. Saved him.
What did you do
that? Well, just figure it out. Just figure it out.
The wolf is dead.
What's the Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
We're talking about Tarzan and his monkey, and Mary said, I guess that's what BJ and the Bear is all about. And Ross said, why doesn't BJ and the Bear, PJ and the Bear come on anymore, and the Bears come on anymore?
Bear.
BJ and the Bear? PJ and the Bear? It was there Bear in that?
No,
no,
Bear.
No, PJ is a Bear.
I'm looking for Mommy and Mary, and I said, Ross, well, first you go down and you look to see if both cars are here. And Ross said, they're both here. And I said, and then what does that mean, Ross? What does that mean, Ross? They're both here, he said. That means she hasn't gone. I said, that means she hasn't gone anywhere. And then I said, Ross, did you look out back? And he said, yeah, and she wasn't there. So it's going. Okay, take a look. Try it again. I told Ross, boy, you ate that sandwich, drank that milk fast. And he said, yeah, I drank it before your eyes could blink. Ross said, Superman, Batman, Robin. We were talking about Wonder Woman TV. He said, Superman, Batman, Robin, and there's, you know, other heroes I know, sort of. And then I said,
Aquaman.
I said, no, they're not the same as Wonder Woman. He said,
Aquaman.
Did
Flash?
I? Just a minute, Ross. And then he said, did I say two letters? And I said, no, no, you said three names: Superman, Batman, Robin. He said, did I say two-letter people? And I said, oh, you mean the letters on Superman, the S, and then he said, yes. What did he say? What's on Robin?
R.
Right. So what he meant was that two of the people he mentioned had carried letters on them. Does Batman have a letter on him?
He has an animal, so he's an animal.
He has a bat on him. He's not a letter.
He's just an animal.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All the people that have that are
letters.
All the people that have mm-hmm. letters are mm-hmm. letter people.
Mm-hmm. And all the people that have animals
are the animal people, mm-hmm. like Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. What does he have on him?
He has nothing, but he swims underwater, so he's an animal man.
Can you be a superhero if you don't have something on your shirt? If you don't have anything on your shirt, can you still be a superhero?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that?
Hope everybody had something on their shirt.
What's an example of someone?
I'll tell you.
Flash has nothing on him.
And his friend has something.
How about Captain California?
Something.
How about Punk Rock? Is Punk Rock a superhero? No, he's a silly.
What?
How about Goldie Gold? No? She doesn't have something, does she?
What is
it? I know somebody who has something. Weatherman. How about, wait, I got another question. What about Tarzan?
He doesn't have a shirt on,
Daddy. Tarzan doesn't even have a shirt on, does he? Do you know any other superheroes that don't have shirts on? Can't think of any?
I can think of one.
Who? I can think of one.
Who?
One on Walt Disney.
Mm.
On my calendar.
You mean Peter Pan?
No.
No, Ross is having trouble.
Who's someone? What super?
We said Ross. Is somebody else who loses his shirt? He sometimes he's real big and then he takes his shirt off.
I'm that one.
And he guessed, he said, you mean Hulk? And then he said, and Ben the rock monster? Who else, Russ?
I know one.
Who? The Just tell us.
Aquaman.
No. Yeah, just check.
No, he doesn't.
You have any shirt on?
No.
I don't know why all these superheroes have their shirts
on. But he's a superhero.
Hmm. How come he doesn't wear a shirt? I know, because it was just that wet.
Huh?
It was just that wet.
Just
that
wet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm eating some of the Ginger Man cookies, Pepper Chwani said. I think I tasted these before. When did you have them before, Russ?
Well,
oh, when it was three.
Mm-hmm.
Were they good then? Are they better now? Mm-hmm. Good. I was talking to Mary and Ross complained, "You never talk to me, Daddy." You said, "Ross, gone, you just threw a fit at yourself, huh?"
Yeah.
Why?
Because